this week is Anti-Poverty Week, and each day this week we're going to tackle one issue of the poverty jigsaw question, whatever you want to, whichever way you want to put it. If you're a poor person, life is and can be very, very difficult. So what are some of the measures and ways that you can get help? Today we're going to talk about loneliness, because we know that loneliness is prevented when we feel connected. But how hard is it to be connected when you've got no money to do anything, or not much money to do very much? This is a conundrum that Kylie Ferguson and those involved in community centres are dealing with all the time. Kylie is CEO of Community Centres SA. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Sonia.
How important is this issue of loneliness when we're talking about connectedness?
Sonia, loneliness is insidious. You know, it's when we talk about poverty, I think we often think of a lack of financial resources. We think of people that don't have enough money to spend on things that they need. And yet one of the biggest elements of poverty is a lack of access to meaningful social connections, those social connections that many of us have in our lives, but also many of us don't. And during COVID, it's been on the increase. One in four Australians would say that they have experienced loneliness, and it can be very severe. In fact, we know there's a huge amount of evidence in the world now that says it isn't obesity, it isn't cancer, it isn't drinking, it isn't drugs, it isn't alcohol. It's in fact loneliness that can be the biggest influencer on the health of our lives. So okay. It's incredibly important.
So I'm sure there are people listening, though, who would say, I've got plenty of money and I'm lonely. So what is it that makes that a particular issue for those without? What are the barriers to being connected when you're lonely, when you're poor?
Yeah, you're right. It's not money often that is that magical thing, is it? It's having sometimes the confidence to be able to walk out the door and connect up, or the confidence to pick up the telephone. It's often very much tied with confidence and self-esteem. We find younger people now, particularly teens, are feeling more and more lonely. So it could be that you connect up with people in your life, which you might do with money. You know, you might join a club or a gym or even through work. But that sense you're getting when you're connecting up with people isn't meaningful. You know, you're not feeling that warm feeling that we feel when we know that we're talking to someone that really values us or cares about us. And that's a bit elusive for many people.
Yeah.
So it's not always related to money, for sure.
No, it's not always related to money. But if you don't have the money to hop on a bus to connect with people, or if you don't have money to join a club, like you say, or go to the places where you might have those understanding relationships, isn't that an added burden in trying to deal with loneliness?
It is an added burden, and there are fortunately so many organisations and community groups and even just incredible people in our community that try and, I guess, break down that barrier and to offer ways that people connect up that don't require money. And as you, when you introduced me, Sonia, I'm the CEO of an organisation called Community Centres SA. So we've been around a long time, over 40 years, and we support over 108 community centres around the state. And our places, there's usually one in your local neighbourhood, and they run a huge number of programs and activities that often don't cost anything, or might be a $2 donation. And why are they there? They are there really entirely to support people to connect up with others in a really meaningful and non-stigmatised way, where you can just be. That's just, I guess, one example where, you know, hopefully there's one pretty close to you where you don't have to jump in a taxi or on a bus necessarily. Often they're around other places, shopping centres, post offices, schools and so on, where you can just walk in and just be with others. We, in fact, just ran an award called the Loneliness Cure Award, which is for organisations that do fantastic stuff to help people connect up with others. Many of them don't involve any exchange of money. And we had over 70 nominations from different organisations. So if you know where to look, there are lots of people and lots of places that can support you, even without the resource to money.
Yeah. I guess the other benefit about this is that if you are needing help in that connection, what are some of the services as well as opportunities that community centres provide to perhaps address some of those issues that people might need to be connected about?
Yeah, look, luckily, and it's the way it should be, each community centre is there to support its local community. So they're all very, very different because every local neighbourhood is very different, of course. Some for, you know, more for older people, some for single parents, some are more for people who are newly arrived in the country. They're all very diverse. But I would say in most community centres, you could always find someone that's got a big heart that's just there, willing to listen. You'll generally always find a program that might be around something to do with health, you know, whether it's Tai Chi or perhaps mosaics, or often there's programs around cooking for perhaps widowed men or for new young parents. Often those programs will involve connecting up others. So you might have programs that connect up, let's say, older people with younger primary school kids who walk across the road. They're all very diverse, but there will always be something that I would say could appeal to you in a very different way. Sometimes physical, sometimes more around your mind, sometimes just around sitting down and listening. Most of them have many, many programs, and many of them are free or very low cost.
Yeah. And if you have issues like mental health problems, depression, addictions, those sorts of things, are community centres able to help out on that front?
Yeah, I guess because they have been around, like often many of them since the late 70s, what they do know is the local landscape really well. So they know all of the other organisations that are there to support people who might be experiencing domestic violence or gambling addictions or perhaps mental health challenges. So community centres aren't run by psychiatrists or psychologists. They're run by community members. But they nearly always can also offer a helping hand to find out who to connect up with. I guess that's why they're, you know, a bit of a local jewel, really, that fountain of knowledge.
Kylie Ferguson is CEO of Community Centres SA here on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill. Beverly, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. Look, I'm trying hard not to get emotional, but I do agree with you, Sonia, that not having access to money, and if you're a rather a shy person, it is hard to go out and do things. I've just recently retired, and it's sort of taken me a while to adjust myself, but most of my life I've sort of brought up the children by myself, and I was childminding. I did have a part-time job, which really helped. But now I've got the time to do things. I really would, but I have one little class I go to. It deals with ballet bar work, and I just love it. But, you know, I do have to budget really hard to go. It's my happy place. At last I have a happy place. And it is hard. There's many things people say to me, why don't you do this? But I can't afford it. Yeah. I really cannot afford to do things that I'd love to do now that I've got the time.
And what difference does having that class make for you each week?
I sort of, you know, it's often hard for me to get up because I do have a medical condition, but I'm out of bed.
It gives you a purpose to getting up in the day.
Well, I get up in the morning because I do have things to do as well. You know, I've got the groceries to do and I do the garden, things like that. But when it's cold, I can't do it. I can't go outside in the freezing cold because my hands and feet will go completely numb, doesn't matter what I've got on. So I can't do it. So that's one activity I can't do. But I really do love, yes, it gives me a purpose to get up. Because it's something I can bring back memories and I can remember some of the movements, and it's a happy place.
Have you made friends there too, or at least acquaintances?
Well, I've only been there for a while, but most people go to another class because they've probably got the money to do it.
Yeah, no, fair enough, fair enough.
And some people, they've probably got, you know, activity, other things to do as well. But, you know, I have spoken to a few people, but I've only just started. I've only been there for a term. So, you know, I was late in the year start going there, but I just find it's a really happy place.
Good on you, Beverly. Nice to hear from you. Kylie Ferguson, CEO of Community Centres SA. for many people, they can find a lot of this help and connectedness in community centres. But very soon you're starting another program where you're going to where lonely people might be. Can you explain to us what loneliness warriors are going to be in South Australia?
It's a good term. It conjures up many images, I think, different images for different people, this notion of loneliness warriors. And thank you, Bev, for ringing in, and I'm glad you found your happy place. It's taken a bit of courage, but it sounds like it's certainly working for you at the moment. Look, I guess in community centre land, we do have a bit of a vision sometimes, and that is we all know what life-saving guards are on the beach, and we know that they're always going to be there and they're there if we need help, if we get stuck on the beach. And we know that the St. John's people are always going to be at events if we, you know, need to find a Band-Aid or some sunscreen. And we have a bit of a vision that, you know, equally there should always be someone in our community that we just know is out and about in public places that we can just go to chat to and just to be with, to connect up with. And that's a bit of the vision of Loneliness Warriors. Wouldn't it be amazing if, you know, across this world of ours where we have so many people feeling lonely, that there are just people they know that they could walk to a certain area. It might be a shopping centre or a key public area, and they just know people will be there. And the inspiration came a bit from something called the grandma chairs in Zimbabwe, where the country has had massive health issues, but the government realised that they couldn't afford to have psychologists and social workers on the ground everywhere, but they did know that grandmas have a lot of wisdom. So they trained up many, many grandmas around the country, and they put benches all around the country. And everyone knows now you can just go and sit on a bench and talk to the grandma who were there just to give you support, just to be there to listen and connect you up with others. So our pilot program, because we're just starting off small, is with that as a bit of a vision, and it's starting off around the Marion Shopping Centre and the Marion Plaza, which is around the library and Centrelink and the cultural centre there. And we're training up volunteers who will have a T-shirt on that says Loneliness Warriors. These are people that just are offering their time and their heart just to be there. They'll be in those public spaces, and anyone that's just feeling a bit lonely, just wanting to have a chat, to find out who to connect up with, they can just go and have a chat to one of these people. And there's no stigma, there's nothing involved, it doesn't cost anything. And these people are just there for them at any time. So that will be starting soon.
Okay, so that's going to be around the... And how long are you doing that for?
It'll be running for about the next 4 or 5 months, Sonia, and we will then have a good go at evaluating and seeing how that program's gone. And all going well, we'll then be hoping to ramp it up a bit more across South Australia.
Okay. All right. Well, check out if you're in the southern suburbs, if you head to Marion, you see someone walking around with a T-shirt that says Loneliness Warrior, you can just stop and say hello, maybe approach them and have a chat. Kylie, look, thank you. For those who might be thinking as they're listening to you, look, I've never really given a community centre a chance, or maybe I didn't give it a proper chance. How do people find out a little bit more about where those centres are and how they can access them?
So they can get the number from the station, ABC, or you could look on our website, which is www.communitycentresSA.asn.au. Down the bottom, you can just type in your suburb and it will tell you where your local one is. I would really encourage your listeners just, you know, to be brave and walk in those doors, give them a chance. You don't have to sit in a program or an activity, but you could just walk in and have a chat. And I guarantee you, you'll find someone there that will connect you up with someone.
And sometime in mid-2022, if that is a successful program, we might see that rolled out in other parts of the city and state.
That would be our dream, Sonia.
Kylie Ferguson, thank you for your time. CEO of Community Centres SA.